A memorial service was held today in the Netherlands for those who died on Flight 17. The majority of the victims, 193 of them, were Dutch citizens. The Dutch government has been outspoken in demanding a full investigation, but the government's response to the incident has also come in for criticism at home. Bas Heine is a Dutch writer and columnist. He wrote an op-ed on Politico.com today saying that it's time for the country's politicians to man up. Heine says the Dutch government has misread the nation's mood and should take a tougher stance with Russia.
I know people who were in that plane. A lot of people know someone who was in that plane. So it's a kind of government we have that's not really, has no sense of binding a community or creating kind of public spirit. So in that sense, I think they really failed.
What is it, though, that the government might have accomplished by, I guess, essentially doing what our president has done, which is blame Russia? What might that have done to bring the public together?
Well, people are very angry, of course, especially after the images of the separatists holding up journalists and researchers. There is a bit of a history with the difficult relationship between the Netherlands and Putin. And I think people feel sad and very shocked, but I think they also feel outraged and humiliated by the blatant disregard for any sensibility that Putin shows.
Right, maybe a little bit fed up with Russia, I guess is what you're saying.
Yes, they are so wary of putting at risk the trade relations because the Dutch are a big exporter of goods to Russia, number six. And the other way around, of course, the Netherlands import a lot of oil and gas. So that's a kind of relationship that is not really healthy in a moral sense, that a lot of things are put under the carpet because, you know, we don't want to hurt trade relations. And I think the Dutch have always been of two minds historically because they were, of course, great merchants, and they still are. They try to sell anything. There's also a kind of what they call the Calvinist preacher in them, and they feel quite moral about things. And
right.
These two, the merchant and the preacher, have been warring in our foreign policy for a long time.
Do you really expect the Netherlands to do anything, or do you just want them to express themselves, to express an outrage?
My piece was not about sending the troops in, because that would be asking for a lot of trouble. I'm aware of that. And I think to be hesitant on that front is okay with me. But economically, the Dutch are afraid that if you put up the sanctions, more sanctions than there are now, that of course the economy, which is still a little fragile in Holland, like in a lot of places, would be hurt by that. And I think that's the main hesitation of doing anything. And I think we paid already with 200 Dutch citizens. And I think if we don't do anything now, it will cost us even more.
Amsterdam-based columnist Bas Heine. He wrote an op-ed on Politico.com about the Dutch government's response to the Malaysia Airlines disaster.